You can swear off French fries and live at the gym, but it won't get rid of certain stubborn pockets of fat. Those need to get iced with Cool Sculpting. It's the newest non-surgical solution at the Plastic Surgery Clinic. Cool Sculpting freezes fat cells in problem areas so your body can just flush them away forever. Find out more at theplasticsurgeryclinic.ca and book your free consultation. Cool Sculpting at theplasticsurgeryclinic.ca. It stops fat cells cold.
No one gets more guests against their will than this guy. He is Joey Vendetta on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
It is 10:02, hour number two. Joey Vendetta in for Jeff Blair. Tomorrow's Canada Day. What are you going to do on Canada Day? I know what you're going to do. You're going to drink heavily. Complain about your relatives, maybe to their face. So what's open and closed tomorrow? Grocery stores, malls, strip malls. I like a good strip mall. That's how I get my exercise. Walk the strip mall and then back. Banks, LCBO, and beer stores. Yep, panic is ensuing. Get there quick. Libraries and schools. The kids are happy about that. Government offices, child care centers. No mail delivery, of course, either. The mail carriers deserve the day off. Some grocery stores will be open. Some malls will be open if you want to go mauling. But it's going to rain tomorrow. And then it'll be clear the rest of the week. So the Eaton Center, Vaughan Mills, and Square One, they're all going to be open. And some tourist attractions as well. There's lots of stuff to do as well on Canada Day. Tons of stuff. There's like a Canada Day bash. There's a boat party. And, of course, the Tragically Hip are playing the Molson Canadian Amphitheater. And we actually have tickets to give away to a bunch of different stuff, including Journey, July the 25th at the First Ontario Center, the Smashing Pumpkins and Marilyn Manson, August the 4th at the Molson Canadian Amphitheater, and Peter Frampton, August the 7th at the Molson Canadian Amphitheater. You can get tickets at LiveNation.com for all of those things. And we give away some Blue Jay tickets. Jays tomorrow. It's a fun day. The roof will probably be closed tomorrow, unfortunately. Daniel Cantkier, hopefully I pronounced that right, of North York, is going to see the Jays tomorrow, courtesy of Sportsnet 590, The Fan. We're hopefully going to get Damon Allen on the phone. I want to get his perspective on the handling of this Mike Richards thing. He probably doesn't know about it, but I want to get his perspective on, as a pro athlete, a guy that played many years professionally, what exactly do you get told when it's borderline in terms of being hurt? How are you encouraged to get back out there? Yeah, it's just a stinger. Get back out there. And look, I know that there are so many people in this world, and in this day and age, prescription drugs are out of control. They're just out of control. How do I know this? Because I have family members. You have family members. How many times have you looked in, if you have parents that are older, in their medicine cabinet, right? Or in that cabinet in the kitchen? You're like, wow, I didn't know they were taking that. Holy cow. Oh, wow, I didn't know they were on that. Exactly. You don't know. We don't know. We don't know anything until we know it. And I know that's the most obvious thing in the world to say, but you can't really judge a situation until you've sort of walked a mile in the person's shoes. And the reason I'm saying that is the amount of speculation going on regarding Mike Richards and what happened and why the Los Angeles Kings have terminated his contract. And there was an off-ice incident, and apparently it was June the 17th, and it involved the border. Do the math. What could possibly have happened at the border? Well, something was being brought in, I would think. His agency, which is very powerful, Newport Sports. They're not going to put up with this. They have 60 days to appeal the Kings' maneuver, and it is a maneuver. It's a maneuver. It's tactical. We're going to talk to Alan Walsh from Octagon Hockey. He has a bunch of free agents. NHL free agency opening tomorrow. NBA free agency tomorrow. And I'm getting hammered by some folks on Twitter saying, oh, the Raptors are going all in on LaMarcus Aldridge. They're going to offer him a max deal. Yeah, they're going to offer him a max deal. I hope they get him. I don't see it happening. Why? Because he's probably the most sought-after free agent on the market. And the reason I say that is because there's a bunch of guys that are better than him that they're unlikely to change teams. But if he somehow managed to come to Toronto and join Kyle Lowry and DeMar, that would be a great big three. And throw Jonas in there, that's a front court. Now you're talking. Now you can get to the Eastern Conference Finals. And look, the Raptors got dough. We know this. They have money to spend. The question is, does anyone want to take it? Does anyone want to take it? Who wants to take it? Greg Monroe? Millsap? Who's out there? Those are names that, you know, kind of make sense. Look, Kawhi Leonard's not going anywhere. Corey Joseph? I like Corey Joseph. Could use that type of defender. Good Canadian guy. I'm sure would love to play in Toronto. Look, picking up DeLon Wright, and I think he's going to be on the show later this week. Kid's got long arms and can defend. 6'5" from Utah, he can defend. But with free agency being what it is, and teams like the Lakers and the Knicks having as much money as they do, and the pressure, and that actually may work in the Raptors' favor, because I don't know that LaMarcus Aldridge wants to play in Los Angeles. You cannot imagine what it's like to play for the LA Lakers when they're bad. It's all bad. And especially when the Clippers are good. DeAndre Jordan's free. Man, I'd love to get him, but he's going to get maxed. And he's going to stay with the Clippers, although he's meeting with a bunch of different teams. He will meet with a bunch of different teams, and why wouldn't he? Kevin Love says he's staying in Cleveland. LeBron and he were poolside in L.A. a couple of days ago. Why is every hotel pool use striped towels, by the way? Why is everything striped? Can't we go with some solids? So Draymond Green's going to meet with the Warriors tonight, apparently, when they can actually begin negotiations. Apparently, the Raptors have some interest in Wesley Matthews, but, you know, Achilles injury. Dallas is going to go hard, too, after LaMarcus. Texas in general. San Antonio is going to go hard after him as well. So this is going to shake out in the next couple of days. But look, the Raptors are definitely in play on a bunch of guys. What's happened in the last couple of years here, along with Masai Ujiri and the respect that he commands in the National Basketball Association. At least the Raptors are in the conversation now. And speaking of conversations, this D-League team logo, Raptors 905, it sounds like a bad TV show, Raptors 905. This week on Raptors 905. No? Campo 87. I thought the logo was a joke. How can fans take it seriously? Should have named it the Huskies. If you name it the Huskies, then everybody thinks you're going to change the name of the Raptors. Or at least I would. Let's see. Jason Das. Raptors 905 logo. It's too simple. They're trying to make it similar to the Raptors. By the way, have you seen the logo? If you haven't seen the logo, look it up. Raptors 905 Mississauga. And it's a Well, it's a circle, and it's got the basketball with the raptor claws on top, and then it says Raptors in some font that looks like, I mean, the font is weak. We're going to have Dave Hopkinson on, bigwig from MLSE, runs sponsorship there. Sits in on all the meetings. We're going to ask him about the logo. I wonder if he had anything to do with it. It'll probably grow on you, right? Like everything, you don't like it when it first gets released. You're like, ah, this is terrible. And then a year later, you're like, oh, yeah, I kind of like that. And you buy the T-shirt and the hat. So there's going to be group tickets available for this for as low as $9.05. Good marketing, guys. Who thought that one up? And single tickets for $11. They're going to have to make it cheap. But so the official press release, and I don't know if you've seen the official press release, but it's pretty cool that there's a D-League team in Toronto. It just is. And it says, the NBA Development League and Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment announced today, that was yesterday, the Toronto Raptors have acquired the right to own and operate an NBA D-League team. The new club, Raptors 905, will be the record 19th NBA D-League team and will play its home games at the Hershey Center in Mississauga. The Raptors become the record 9th NBA team to fully own and operate its own D-League affiliate. Masai Ujiri says, we're thrilled to bring an NBA Development League team to basketball fans across the 905 region. Masai was on yesterday with Jeff Blair on primetime, filling in for McCowan. And it was interesting to hear him talk about the D-League team and talk about impending free agency and saying that the Raptors are open for business. And they have to be open for business. They were swept out of the playoffs, and there's holes in this roster. And the holes are gaping. They are gaping holes. And you have to fill them the right way. And drafting is one of the ways to do it. I like DeLon Wright. I like that pick. Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan, both great players. But without the right players around them, you're not going to win. And now you've got, you know, the reports that DeMar wants to be maxed when his deal comes up after next season. That's going to be a tough conversation. It's going to be a really tough conversation because you're going to have to see where the team is at. And we know that he's incredibly athletic. But Toronto has a bunch of unrestricted free agents to deal with. Amir Johnson, Lou Williams, you know, letting Gravis go, trading Gravis Vasquez, who was pretty one-dimensional. It is what it is. Pretty one-dimensional player. Masai had seen enough. And you know that Dwayne had seen enough. This is a guy that had one of the best defensive teams in the league a couple of years ago, and they were anything but that last year. So if you have unrestricted free agents like Amir Johnson, Lou Williams, Tyler Hansborough, Chuck Hayes, Landry Fields, I mean, those are the ones that matter. He's going to have to handle the cap and figure out what he's going to do with Johnson and Williams, who are the guys that you really care about on that list. You've got significantly north of $23 million to spend. And that's the most money this team's had in years to spend. And you got to upgrade both forward spots. Question is, how are you going to do it? And if you look down the list of free agents, and we'll open the phone lines and hit me on Twitter, what's the number one priority for the Toronto Raptors? What's the number one priority? 416-870-0590. 1-888-666-0590. Star 590 on your Rogers cell phone. What's the number one priority for the Toronto Raptors in your mind? And you can hit me on Twitter at Radio Vendetta as well. Is it LaMarcus Aldridge? Do you go all in? Look, the fact that the Raptors are in the conversation, the fact that there's even a conversation and that LaMarcus camp is going to meet with the Raptors is a big win. Because I don't think that happens a few years ago. They're a serious option. I don't think they're going to get him. I don't. But they're a serious option. Because he is the number one guy that's going to move. Unless there's some kind of surprises. There's word that Jimmy Butler, who's RFA in Chicago, wants to leave and go to the Lakers. Like, don't underestimate the Lakers right now. They don't like playing second fiddle to the Clippers at all, at all. They hate it. They can't think of anything worse. Jeannie Buss is sitting there going, oh, no, Steve Ballmer. You of the shiny head and the pocket protector. Oh, no. And the Lakers, they've got room to move. Hey, you know what? D'Angelo Russell is, he could start this year and be great. And if Kobe's healthy, that's a good backcourt. Now, D'Angelo's not going to get the ball. But if they can, and look, if Julius Randle comes back healthy, and then they pick up LaMarcus Aldridge, and through some miracle, Butler leaves Chicago. And again, I'm speculating here. Justin in Toronto is on the line. Justin, what is the number one need for the Toronto Raptors?
How are you doing, Joey? The number one need is a power forward, but not one that can rebound. Yesterday on your show, everyone's talking about, oh, Tristan Thompson this and getting a rebounder. We don't need a rebounder. We need options. Look at the Golden State Warriors. They destroyed Cleveland because everybody who touched the ball could put it in the net. That's the biggest problem with the Raptors. After Lowry and DeRozan, who puts the ball in the net? You can't trust 23-year-old JV. And Amir Johnson, he's done. And
yeah,
I just don't believe he's the guy we have to go after. But to me, I was preaching to your the producer yesterday, Greg Monroe. That's the guy that we should be focusing on. LaMarcus Aldridge is a dream. But Greg Monroe, because he's a sleeper. When he was by himself in Detroit 2 years ago before the other guy, the center that came in, the bad free throw shooter, his name just skipped me, he tore it up. And he's a 19-10 guy, legitimate power forward. But I want to ask you something, Joey. Did you not think that Kyle Lowry, after his $48 million deal, did exactly what Butch Carter said 2 years ago? If you give him the money, you may get bad Lowry versus good Lowry. I think Lowry's a dud. I truly do.
I think Lowry's a guy that tries too hard and tries to do too much. I don't think he's a dud. I think that, look, if you would have put Kyle Lowry on the Cleveland Cavaliers, they might have won the NBA title. And I only say that because he's explosive in the right environment. Yeah, you know what? He's the kind of guy that I don't know that you build your team around, but he's a great piece, just like DeMar is a great piece. And to your point of getting a scoring forward, and maybe LaMarcus is a pipe dream. I like the idea of Monroe. I like the idea of Millsap. We have too many guys on this team that are statues. They stand near the basket and they can't rotate. The pick and roll does not exist. We're a one-dimensional outside shooting team. The rebounding, defensive rebounding. Dwayne Casey was ripping his hair out last year, and that's not going to happen this year. And Masai's not going to let it happen this year. And they have to get some guys that are more than one-dimensional. And you're not getting – look, LaMarcus is a pipe dream. I'd love to see it happen. I keep saying that he would fit this team great. I just don't know that they're going to be able to compete with the teams that have the money and have other players where LaMarcus walks in and complements that team. So having said that, the fact that he's going to meet with the Raptors is a fantastic sign, but there's other guys you have to look at to fill the roles that need filling. And as we've just said, look, there's a bunch of guys that are going to be gone. The turnover on this team is going to be very dramatic, okay? There's significant cap room this year, and he's going to have it again next year, and the cap's going to go up big time next year, and even more than the year after that. When this new TV deal kicks in, the cap next year is going to be $90 million. So the hard decision is Lou Williams. That's a tough decision to make, right? He's one of the and Amir is a guy that's a fan favorite, but we've seen what's happened over the last couple of years, and he's not a guy that's going to get you to the Eastern Conference Final. It's just not going to happen with him. So move on and target a Millsap, you know, maybe Tobias Harris, you know, Greg Monroe. Tristan Thompson's going back to Cleveland. You're not getting Tristan Thompson. So let's get realistic about this. Maybe, you know, maybe Corey Joseph. You've got to be realistic. So the phone lines are open. What do you think the number one priority for the Raptors is? 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, *590 on your Rogers cell phone. Joey Vendetta in for Jeff Blair. And again, the Blue Jays tonight against the Red Sox. It is Eduardo Rodriguez against Marco Estrada. Estrada has pitched incredibly well his last three outings. Jays, of course, losing last night. And, you know, again, R.A. Dickey, hard luck, couple of bloopers here and there. And Clay Buchholz pitched a great game. He's 10-3 with a 2.21 ERA and 15 career starts against Toronto. I mean, it is what it is. I was hoping that it wasn't going to be what it is. I was hoping it was going to be what it wasn't. But it didn't turn out that way. And look, when you run into a guy like a Buchholz, you're going to have to hit. And they weren't able to hit last night. And you can't expect the Jays to score 8 runs every night. It's got to come from somewhere else. And R.A. Dickey has just had a rough season. He's 3-8. If he was 8-3, be having a completely different conversation. You know, and O'Hara comes in and gets his 17th save, locks it down. The team was so hot, cooled off a little bit in the batting department, and you got to be prepared to win games other ways. And they did win, you know, 3-2, but against the Rangers, but it's not something they've done consistently. It's not something this team has done consistently. So, again, the AL East is jammed. It's the only division in baseball with 440 game winners in terms of teams. And the Blue Jays are going to have to go on a run, and some other teams are going to have to lose. And thankfully, last night, everybody lost that needed to lose. So they didn't lose any ground. Yankees lost, Tampa lost, Baltimore got smoked. You got to have some help, and the Jays did get some help. As well, Milos Raonic won yesterday at Wimbledon. Touched on this briefly. And Eugenie Bouchard goes today against the incredibly named Yingying. Yingying Duan. What a great name. I'm going to name my kid Yingying. So Raonic went through to the second round after defeating a guy from Spain, Daniel Jimeno Traver. He's the number 7 seed. He made it to the semifinals last year. So first round matches Tuesday for Eugenie Bouchard and Vasek Pospisil today. It is 10:25. Joey Vendetta here for Jeff Blair. We're going to talk next to Alan Walsh. Octagon Hockey. He has a bunch of great free agents. Who are the top free agents this year? You know, it's a tough year when you're talking about names like Mike Ribeiro and Matt Bolesky, with all due respect. Like, those are the names. Matt Bolesky, Mike Ribeiro, Mike Green is arguably the best defenseman. Cody Franzen, Leaf fans. How do you feel about Cody Franzen? I think we have Ken in Toronto on the line to talk about the Raptors and their number one need. Ken, how are you this morning?
Not bad. It's great listening to you. You're a great fill-in for Jeff Blair. Maybe you can be on the permanent side of things. That'll be great one day. But yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the nice words. And what do you think the Raptors need, their number one need this offseason?
Man, Paul Millsap. Man, I've got the biggest man crush on Paul Millsap right now. And if we could get our hands on a player like him, he really fits the mold on, you know, what the previous caller said, and that was, you know, the versatility, a guy who can pretty much do it all on a team that needs it all. So I honestly say, you know, LaMarcus Aldridge is great and everything, but man, Millsap can protect the rim. He can also get out and shoot the three. He can rebound. We know he can do some scoring as well. So like I said, man, if we can get Millsap, a lot of issues that the Raptors have right now can be solved with that one guy. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call. And Millsap's 29 years old, I believe, and doesn't miss a lot of games. You know, I think he's played 82 games three times in his career. He's missed a bunch of games back in 2011. I think he missed like 18 games, which, you know, not bad. But to your point, he can do a bunch of different things. Has a pretty good field goal percentage. It's kind of declined, but over the course of his career, he's operating about 50%. Field goal percentage, and again, rebounding great, and could bring some stability in terms of that front court. So I think that's a realistic target. Picking up a power forward like a Millsap is something that the Raptors definitely have a shot at doing. Listen, it's gonna really be about how the market shakes out. It's gonna be the top end. Where does the top end of this market go? And then everything else shakes out from there. It's that simple. That's how it's going to work. We're going to go to Dave in Ajax. Dave, how you doing today? Dave, are you there? All right, I don't think we have Dave. All right, Dave's not here. That was like a Cheech and Chong bit. We're going to go to our next caller. And that is Mike in Toronto. Mike, how you doing today? Mike, are you there?
I'm here.
Mike, what do you think the Raptors' number one need is?
Well, it's not so much what their number one need is. We're just going to have to settle for what we can get. And what I mean by that is we got to understand that places anywhere in Texas, when you look in Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, tax out there is next to nothing.
So well, there's like no state. There's no state tax, right? There's no state tax there.
So a guy like Aldridge, who's going to make $20 million a year, is going to go there and make $20 million a year. Versus come to Toronto, where he's going to get $20 million and he's going to take home 11.5. So we need to let all the big fish settle. We're not going to get him for that reason. And then we pick up the scraps and whatever's left. And that's just the reality of the way sports is in this city.
Yeah, thanks for your call. And not only the tax issue, he's going to have to try and figure out how to get on the HOV lane during the Pan Am Games. Hopefully they'll sign after the Pan Am Games. It's 10:29. We're going to take a break. But some of your comments on Twitter, Adam Kinsey. The problem is doctors don't explain the side effects and eventual dependency that these medications cause. Hashtag more awareness. No question. Varun Dewar, how about double doubles for the D-League team name? The double doubles. So the double Ds. It's quite amusing. Adam Kinsey, if the Raps don't give DeRozan the contract he wants, so you see another team scooping him up or giving him that max contract. I don't know. I don't know that he's a max player. I mean, he may be in Toronto, but I don't know that he is on a contending team. It really comes down to what this team surrounds Kyle and DeMar with and where Lou goes, if Lou stays or goes. And the direction they're going in with DeLon Wright, I don't know that Lou stays. Again, it's really about the money. Masai's got a lot of money to play with, and it's going to be about how the top end of this free agent market shakes out. And the Raptors, I'm not saying they're going to be picking up scraps. They're going to be competitive. Masai Ujiri is incredibly smart. But they're under the gun as far as marquee teams with money. There are teams with a lot of money who've had bad seasons who have to try to figure out how to get better and appease their rabid fan base, vis-a-vis the Los Angeles Lakers and the New York Knicks. Ryan Watson says, Tobias Harris, Campo 87, number one priority for Raptors is a big power forward to help Jonas out, and if we can teach Ross how to drive to the basket. We're going to take a break. And we are going to talk to a prominent sports agent who's going to have some opinions on free agency and also this situation with the Los Angeles Kings and Mike Richards. When we come back on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Now Jeff Blair can tell you bedtime stories. Subscribe to podcasts of The Jeff Blair Show at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher and listen anytime you want. Sweet dreams. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Hi, this is Jonathan Duran. You're listening to Joey Vendetta on Sportsnet 590.
It is 10:39. Joey Vendetta here. Busy day. Lots going on. Raonic wins yesterday at Wimbledon. Pospisil Bouchard today. Blue Jays, Red Sox, second of four at the Rogers Center tonight. Someone on Twitter asking me if I gave away the tickets. Paul Brumfield. Just tuned into the show. Did you do the Jays ticket giveaway yet? Yeah, I did. Although I still have the Journey tickets, the Smashing Pumpkins tickets with Marilyn Manson, and Peter Frampton tickets. The latter two shows at the Molson Canadian Amphitheater. The first one at First Ontario Place, July the 25th. You can get tickets for a ton of great shows. Tomorrow, the Hip are playing the Molson Canadian Amphitheater. Canada Day tradition. T-Hip. LiveNation.com if you want to check those out. So joining us now is Alan Walsh, one of my favorite guests from Octagon Sports, Octagon Hockey, a guy who defends his clients' rights like just about the pit bull of agents. That's what this guy is. I've never seen a guy who supports his players more and wears his heart on his sleeve. Alan, thanks a lot for doing this. It's NHL free agency tomorrow. You've got a bunch of clients ready to, well, I won't say cash in, but I'm sure they're going to do just fine. Who are you? Who are the guys you got going tomorrow? I know you got, you know, five of the top guys.
Antoine Vermette just won the Cup in Chicago. Michael Frolik, Andre Sekera, Zbigniew Michalak, Marek Jedlicki, and P.A. Peronto, who's now available as a free agent as well.
So P.A., let's start with him, a guy that scored goals. You know, when he played in the Island, played really well, played in Colorado, played well. And P.A.'s a guy that when a guy gets bought out, you know, as we've seen in the last couple of years, there have been cases of guys coming in, Mike Ribeiro being the latest one, who may arguably be the, you know, one of the top forwards available, if not the top forward, and led the Nashville Predators in assists last season and had a great season. But, you know, P.A.'s a guy that's still young and can help a lot of teams in this league. What kind of interest are you getting so far on P.A.?
Well, there's been a lot of calls on him, and you're right. The key part of the equation for P.A. is he needs to go to a team, number one, where he's given a good opportunity to play with good players. The fit has to be right, and if the fit is right, like it was for a couple of years on the Island and like it was for a little while in Colorado, you know, he can put up some real big numbers. I mean, for three separate years in the NHL, he was almost a point-a-game player. And some people forget that. But now that he's available and, you know, only looking for a short deal, he becomes a very attractive option to a lot of teams in the marketplace right now.
And you say he's looking for a short deal. Is that something that you use to your advantage, like kind of like betting on yourself?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that after you're bought out for whatever reason, you need to reestablish your game to where you were before. And that's really what's going on right now, is identifying the best fit and who's going to give him the best opportunity to reestablish himself to where he was before.
Alan Walsh is our guest from Octagon Hockey, at Walsh A on Twitter. And it's funny, I was talking before you came on the air, free agency starts tomorrow, not only in hockey, but the National Basketball Association and the Raptors are out shopping. They have a ton of money. And I got a tweet from Tina B who says, I guess the moron who called you doesn't realize that there's federal tax no matter what state you play in the U.S. And I wanted to ask you, from an agent's perspective and in discussing strategy with your clients, how much does state tax factor into a decision? When all things else being equal, teams are both good, The situation seems to be okay in both markets, and it comes down to two teams, and then you go, well, one's got state tax and one doesn't. Is it something that impacts decision-making often for you?
It certainly does. Not in every situation, but it certainly does in many situations. We have a team of accountants at Octagon Financial Services that have prepared a detailed analysis of federal and every state and province provincial tax rates. And it's something that we're very familiar with, that we go over with players. It's incredible to think that a player can sign in a jurisdiction for a team making X dollars, sign for less money somewhere else, and actually take home more on the team with the lower salary. So, you know, sometimes the actual salary number, when you start comparing them team to team, city to city, can be somewhat elusive.
So now you're sitting here, and tomorrow is free agency, and you've got a bunch of different guys. Give me an idea, a sense, and if you're just tuning in, it's Alan Walsh from Octagon Hockey, at Walsh A on Twitter. He's a great follow because he definitely shoots from the hip and wears his heart on his sleeve, and especially when it comes to defending his own clients, but defending the rights of players in general. But, Alan, what kind of phone traffic have you had in the last couple of days, and how much is it going to ramp up today and tomorrow?
Well, the traffic has been fairly steady. I had some free agent clients in Florida during the interview period, and we went on various meetings with different NHL teams, met with, you know, team owners, presidents, general managers, head coaches, talk about the role they see the player playing if he signed in that with that club, talked about the city, talked about the vision for the team. And the phone traffic itself has been fairly steady each day. I think today we're going to see a spike as we prepare for tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow morning when free agency starts, the phones usually are going pretty crazy for about 3-4 hours.
And you talk about meeting with teams and meeting with owners and general managers and different members of front offices. And this is, if I'm not mistaken, it's only been in the last year or two that maybe it's this year, if I'm not mistaken, but that the old nudge, nudge, wink, wink, you couldn't talk to guys until July 1st. Is this the first year it's been allowed, or was it last year?
It was last year. It's enshrined in the new CBA, and it's a 5-day interview period before July 1. So this year it opened up on June the 25th, where pending unrestricted and restricted free agents, by the way, are allowed to speak with any and all clubs about the interest and the general parameters of what a potential deal would look like once they got to July 1.
Okay, and you have a guy that intrigues me. And he is a great penalty killer. He's a great team guy. He's moved around a couple times in the last couple of years, but had a pretty good season this year. And he is I think he's Czech. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, you must be talking about Michael Frolík.
Yeah, Michael Frolík is one of those guys. And again, it's those value guys that I think are, to me, you know, the big splash free agents are all well and good, but it's those guys that come in and complement your team and help a team that's on the cusp get to that next level. And I see Frolík as that kind of guy.
You know, what's so interesting about Michael Frolík, and I think what teams recognize, is there's a lot of different dimensions to his game. He can play on your first line. He can play on your third line. He can kill penalties. He can play in a shutdown role. He can play in an offensive role. He's the kind of player, last year when Winnipeg had some injuries in the middle, Michael Frolík played a number of games at center. And, you know, there are some players that I would refer to as one-dimensional. They do one thing extremely well, But if they can't do that one thing extremely well anymore, their usefulness and ability to contribute to the team's success is greatly diminished. With someone like Michael Frolik, and you saw that in Chicago when he was there, you know, Chicago's top six is so strong at that time, and it still is now, that Michael Frolik was used in a different role. He was their number one penalty killer, and his PP unit had the PK unit had the best PK percentages in the entire league. And people recognize that. Special teams are so important. And Michael can basically go anywhere up and down the lineup on either wing, left or right, doesn't matter. And that is what makes him a very valuable player to many people.
Before we let you go, we've got a couple of minutes here. I have to touch on the Mike Richards situation. You're a guy that defends players' rights to an incredible degree. What do you make of this situation? We've heard all kinds of rumblings of what's happened. We do know that, you know, June the 17th, there was some sort of an incident at the border, and we don't know exactly what it was. We can speculate all day long, but I do know this for a fact. In my mind, it is the team's responsibility to protect their players' well-being, and from what I can tell, and I don't know everything, it doesn't seem that that is happening here, and that they tried to free up some cap space so they can go out and get free agents, and that Mike Richards is kind of being left hung out to dry.
Yeah, I understand completely why you would bring it up and ask about that situation, but I don't represent Mike Richards, and I would not comment at all about that situation. I have no information about what went on, and I really can't comment.
Okay, but if you were if you represented a guy and his contract was terminated and there were no facts that were made public, how would you deal with it?
You know what, Joey? It's a little bit too close to what's going on now, and I think the smart thing to do is to refrain from any comments about that situation.
Okay. Well, listen. No one ever questioned your intelligence. Good luck tomorrow, and make sure that your phone bill is paid up, because I imagine that it's going to be ringing off the hook with a bunch of your guys. And I think it's going to be an interesting free agent period, because I don't know that there's any huge fish, but there's a lot of pretty good sharks swimming around in the water. So it should be pretty interesting tomorrow.
It'll be a good day. It'll be a fun day. It'll be an exciting day for a lot of players. And it'll be a difficult day, because people got to make decisions very quickly. And that's a difficult thing sometimes as well.
Alan, thanks a lot for doing this, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that is Alan Walsh, Octagon Hockey at 10:52. Coming up, we still have an hour to go in the program, hour number three. Of course, it's Baseball Central at noon. Then we have Brady and Walker at 1 o'clock tonight. It's the Jays and the Red Sox. And we still have some tickets to give away to some great concerts, so stay tuned for that. We'll talk to Dave Hopkinson from Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment. But a bunch of different stuff. The NBA All-Star Game is coming to Toronto. The NHL Winter Classic, is that going to come to Toronto anytime soon? The renovations at BMO Field, this new team, this D-League team, the Raptors 905, bunch of different stuff to touch upon with him. And up next, we are going to take your calls on a myriad of topics, including restricted free agency, unrestricted free agency, and the Hockey Hall of Fame. A bunch of guys that were inducted yesterday. Well, they weren't inducted. They were nominated for induction, and they got approved. And I want to get your take on if you think they made the right decision when we return on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.